Delaware casino revenue drops 1% year over year in October. Delaware casino revenue slipped 1% in October, according to the latest state figures. The Delaware Lottery reported that the three commercial casinos in the state produced $35.1 million in combined gross gaming revenue in October 2025, down from $35.4 million in October 2024. The decline masked pockets of resilience. Delaware Park Casino in New Castle County was the lone operator to post growth, while Bally's Dover and Harrington Casino experienced declines. Delaware Park led the market with just over $15 million in revenue, a 3.2% increase from $14.6 million a year earlier. Both slot and table game receipts rose at the property. Slot revenue climbed 3.6% to $13.1 million, and table games edged up 0.7% to $1.94 million, helping offset softer results elsewhere in the state. Bally's Dover recorded the largest year-over-year drop, falling 4.2% to $11.5 million from $12 million. Slot handle at Bally's slipped 3.4% to about $10.5 million, while table game revenue fell 11% to roughly $1 million. Harrington Casino's overall take was $8.5 million, down 3.6% from $8.8 million. Its slot revenue held nearly flat at $8.20 million, but table game revenue plunged 47.7% to $308,845. On a statewide basis, slot machines generated $31.82 million in October, essentially unchanged year over year, rising 0.2% from $31.77 million in October 2024. Table games, by contrast, declined 11% from $3.7 million to $3.3 million, reflecting a broader shift in player activity and product mix. Market forces and what the numbers mean. Industry observers say the small decline conceals important dynamics for Delaware's compact market. The state's three casinos compete not only with one another, but with extensive casino and online offerings in neighboring Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland. Those regions have continued to expand online sports betting and iGaming platforms, which can draw discretionary spend away from brick-and-mortar floors. When you're dealing with a market the size of Delaware, even modest shifts in cross-border visitation or online spend can swing monthly figures, said David Reynolds, a gaming analyst focused on mid-Atlantic markets. October stability in slots suggests repeat visitation and promotional effectiveness. But the steep fall in table game revenue, especially at Harrington, points to a customer mix change that operators will want to address heading into the holiday season. Regulatory and operational factors also play a role. Delaware's revenue reporting is overseen by the Delaware Lottery, which administers limited licensed online gaming in the state alongside the commercial casinos. While the lottery summary does not break out sports betting receipts in the casino totals reported here, the growing availability of mobile wagering across state lines continues to shape player behavior. Casino operators have been adjusting product mixes, shifting floor space, changing promotional offers, and investing in entertainment and F&B to compete. That tactical response will be tested in November and December, months that historically generate stronger footfall due to holiday tourism and conventions in the region. Analyst takeaways and outlook. Analysts expect volatility to continue through year-end. I'd view October as a mixed signal rather than a clear trend, Reynolds said. Operators that can convert slot players into higher-value table customers or capture more play via loyalty programs and integrated resort experiences will likely outperform peers in the next quarter. Policymakers and local stakeholders will be watching whether the decline in table games is structural, driven by demographic shifts and online alternatives, or temporary. For the moment, Delaware's casino sector remains broadly stable, with slots accounting for the lion's share of revenue, and table games representing the chief source of month-to-month variation.